A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him who brings glad tidings, announcing peace, bearing good news, announcing salvation, and saying to Zion, your God is King. Hark, your sentinels raise a cry. Together they shout for joy, for they see directly before their eyes the Lord restoring Zion. Break out together in song, O ruins of Jerusalem, for the Lord comforts his people. He redeems Jerusalem. The Lord has borne his holy arm in the sight of all the nations. All the ends of the earth will behold the salvation of our God. Verbum Domini. Proclaim God's marvelous deeds to all the nations. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all you lands. Sing to the Lord, bless his name. Announce his salvation day after day. Tell his glory among the nations, among all peoples, his wondrous deeds. Give to the Lord, you families of nations. Give to the Lord glory and praise. Give to the Lord the glory due his name. Say among the nations, the Lord is King. He has made the world firm, not to be moved. He governs the peoples with equity.
Dominus vobiscum. Lectio Sancti Evangelii secundum Ioannem.
Gloria tibi, O
After Jesus had revealed himself to his disciples and eaten breakfast with them, he said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these? Simon Peter answered him, Yes, Lord, you know that I love you. Jesus said to him, Feed my lambs. He then said to Simon Peter a second time, Simon, son of John, do you love me? Simon Peter answered him, Yes, Lord, you know that I love you. He said to him, Tend my sheep. He said to him the third time, Simon, son of John, do you love me? Peter was distressed that he had said to him a third time, Do you love me? And he said to him, Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you. Jesus said to him, Feed my sheep.
Verbum Domini.
Carol Wojtyła was born on May 18, 1920, in Poland. And just 3 years later, in Canton, Ohio, Rita Rizzo was born. We know them today as St. John Paul II and Mother Angelica. In 1978, Cardinal Carol Wojtyła was elected Pope at the age of 58 years old. And just 3 years later, Mother Angelica would launch EWTN, also at 58 years old. Some might think that I'm trying to draw a parallel today between our beloved saint, Pope John Paul, and Mother Angelica. And you would be right. What's the connection? Well, it's more than dates and ages. It was and is a profound love for Jesus Christ. It is this love for our Lord that fueled their missionary spirit and desire to bring our Catholic faith to the entire world. St. John Paul II visited 129 countries, and Mother Angelica, through EWTN, would reach every single one of them and more, broadcasting the daily Mass, covering papal activities, sharing Catholic teaching and events 24 hours a day. One such event happening today, inspired by Pope John Paul's teaching that prayer and fasting are the greatest weapons against the forces of evil, many are participating in a worldwide fast campaign, calling all Christians to fast today, October 22nd. And so, we invite you to join us in this fast in whatever way that you can, as we pray in response to the rising violence and spiritual unrest in our country and in the world, that all may turn to and love our Lord Jesus Christ, the very love that inspired both Mother Angelica and Saint Pope John Paul II. And it is that same love that brought our first Pope, St. Peter, back to our Lord in today's gospel. Three times, Jesus asks Peter, "Do you love me?" And three times, Peter responds, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." But that third time, Peter adds something deeper. "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you." This is humility. Peter, in a way, is surrendering to what Jesus knows. And St. John Paul II, reflecting on this passage, remarked how this wasn't just about Peter's personal healing. It was the foundation of his mission, as Jesus replies with the command, "Feed my sheep." Here, Peter is reestablished as the rock on which Christ built his church and entrusted him and his successors with its care. We follow Peter's example with every confession, with every Mass, and each time we attend adoration. And we should love to do all three. When I used to work in the Boston area, I had a visiting coworker from southern India. It was his first time traveling outside his country. And in the middle of a New England winter, he turned to me and said, "Chuck, it is so cold." I asked him what was the first thing he would do when he got home. He smiled and said, "Three things: eat, rest, and bask in the sun." That is exactly what we are invited to do spiritually when we return to the Lord: to eat, to be strengthened by the body and blood of Christ when we receive him worthily in Holy Communion, to rest with a clear conscience after confession, and to bask in the presence of the Lord in adoration. If it's been a while since you've been to confession, I encourage you, go. Don't wait. I guarantee you, you will sleep better. Your conscience will be clean, and your soul reunited with its Creator. As for receiving our Lord in Holy Communion and adoration of the Most Blessed Sacrament, hear what St. Pope John Paul II once told a group of young people. The Eucharist is the secret of my daily life. It gives me strength and meaning to all activities of service to the Church and to the whole world. Let Jesus, present in the Blessed Sacrament, speak to your hearts. He is the true answer of life that you seek. He stays here with us. He is God with us. Seek him without tiring. Welcome him without reserve. Love him without interruption. Today, tomorrow, forever. Jesus provides the food, the forgiveness, and the sacraments. And he does so with clarity, not confusion. He told Peter in the church to teach the truth, to call out sin clearly, and to call people back to life. It is interesting that today's gospel scene takes place over a charcoal fire, and that Peter's first denial took place surrounding a charcoal fire. When the servant girl asked, "You are not one of this man's disciples, are you?" And Peter answered, "I am not." And a second time, "I am not." And the third time, he curses and swears, "I do not know the man." But here, Jesus brings him back to the same setting, the same fire. And this time, Peter says, "Lord, you know I love you." Jesus doesn't avoid Peter's failure. He redeems it. He takes Peter's moment of failure and rewrites it with love. And he wants to do the same for you and for me. There is a powerful image from earlier in that same chapter where Peter is in the boat about 100 yards from shore. That's no small distance, the length of a football field, a distance over which Peter hauls in a massive catch of fish toward Jesus on shore. And what does Jesus do? He no doubt sees Peter dragging his catch of fish, but he does not help him haul in the net. Why? Well, perhaps it's because Peter needs to carry that burden himself, his own bit of penance for denying Christ. But also, Jesus has already done his part. He has labored, suffered, died, and rose from the dead. His earthly mission was complete. Peter's was just beginning, and ours continues. Maybe you have a net that is full and near tearing. Maybe your soul is weighed down. Jesus sees you, and he waits for you on the shore. You only need to go to him in confession, communion, and adoration. The gospel teaches that Jesus always stands ready to take us back, if only we have the courage to say, along with Peter, "You know all things, Lord, and know that I love you. Yes, me, as one of your sheep, I come to you in your church to be fed." In this life, we have a sneak preview of both heaven and hell. Perhaps you've seen them. All the selfish acts, the violence committed, the hatred of God and neighbor, much of what makes the news lately, very much a peek into hell. And the gospel scene today, a glimpse of heaven, an encounter with Jesus, who only wants to feed and forgive. So let us not waste any more time. Let us say with St. Peter, St. John Paul II, and Mother Angelica, "You know all things, Lord, and you know that I love you. And listen for Jesus to answer, who says, yes, I love you too. God bless you.